Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app. In time for Kennedy's Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So yesterday we spoke a bit about Ingrid Andress's national anthem at Monday night's Home Run Derby. It was not good at all, and we were all wondering why.
And you had said yesterday, and I didn't realize this, so country singer, I wasn't really familiar with who she was, but been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, a prolific songwriter.
She's written songs for
everyone,
country music to rock music.
Right, right. And obviously this was...
It was not great.
Yep.
Oh, say does that star spangled
anyway, she has released a statement. She said, I will not BS you. I was drunk last night. I'm checking myself into a facility today to get the help I need. That was not me last night. She extended an apology to Major League Baseball, sports fans, and the entire country for her performance. She said, I'll let y'all know how rehab is. I hear it's super fun.
Weird joke at the end there.
It was really strange. Before her performance, apparently she sent a newsletter like out to her fan base where she wanted to clear the air about something she'd gone through. She said, I have to had to part ways with some people who've helped me make a name for myself. It sent me into what my country, America, calls depression, but I'm not a doctor. I was at the lowest point I've ever been, so I decided to go back where I grew up in Colorado. Sometimes it just takes a few hours in your hometown to remember who you are, and you start to be proud of the person you've become. It's right after that point and right before she sang the national anthem that she announced that she has a new single coming out called Colorado, which is set for release on July 24th.
Right.
But either way.
Right. Just sucks. I mean, as somebody who has made a fool of themselves on stage after having too many drinks, that's relatable content. I've been there. I've done it. You feel awful, and you apologize to, you know, who you need to apologize to. This felt very authentic to me. Although, like you said, the joke at the end was a little bit weird, Dan. But
saying that you're going into rehab, though, is a pretty big thing to say in front of God and everybody. And
right. Yep.
I can imagine.
Good on her. Getting the help that she needs.
Yep.
Did she announce? She announced a single after she said that?
No, it was before she sang the anthem. So
she put out
a newsletter.
Well, that's just business,
like before
then.
She went to sing the anthem, she sent out a newsletter to her fan base talking about this, you know, this this thing that she's going through, and then announcing a new single, and then she sang.
So. I still stand by what I said yesterday, though. I sung it better than her.
You did, which is, I mean, I get like when you're being drunk, but I feel like even if you're a good singer, you'll just slur your words and sound drunk.
Yeah, and
she forgot how notes work.
And I almost wish like who was with her? Like where were her people? To right, say, you know what? You're not
probably
doing
shouldn't
this.
Go out.
We're not doing this.
We got a CD of Whitney doing there it in the back. We'll throw that on.
There are backups. There is always a backup for the anthem. Yeah. I can tell you that right now. So.
Yeah, don't you record a backup?
No, that's only if you're doing it for the Super Bowl. But I mean, they always have an instrumental version ready to go. Yeah.
She just needs to shut her phone off for 2 weeks until the news cycle passes.
Correct.
Yep.
Get the help she needs.
Noah Kahan was on with Seth Meyers last night, and the conversation went somewhere very odd about where he pees.
I think nerves kind of stay consistent for me throughout my life.
That's helpful. I mean that genuinely. I don't think I feel it less ever.
I've never relaxed at any point. I have to pee so bad right now.
Okay. And this is only going to be like 10 minutes. When you're on stage, that's like hours. What do you do when you have to pee then?
I just pee my pantaloons, man. Yeah. Just go right there on stage.
Did he say he peed his pantaloons?
He did.
I can't decide what's better, that he admitted to it or that he called them pantaloons.
Was that in jest, you think?
I don't know the answer to that question, Dan.
I want to, for my own well-being, I want to say it's in jest.
I don't know. You wear dark enough pants, you can do whatever you like.
Let us know at Fenway on Friday.
Yeah.
If our pants suddenly get dark.
Dan, I will be there tomorrow night for that show. I will report back.
Oh, you're going?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I am going. I asked for an interview. I was told he was busy. He had to pee.
And the Jonas Brothers went country at the Calgary Stampede and Rodeo recently. On the bill were performers from all sorts of genres. Miranda Lambert was there, Nickelback, Motley Crue, Ashley McBride. And I guess they all did little sets of their own music and then maybe did a fun song or two. So they decided to tackle the classic Friends in Low Places, but they probably should have learned the words first. And I'm so close to you, honey, we don't know the words. Help us alone. And that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.